working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Altus, you're the hottest spot in the state at 90 degrees right now. Mangum, not too far behind at 89. Arnett's 82. Slapouts, not even on the map today. I don't know what's up. They're down. Freedom, 78. 76 at Cherokee. 76 at the May Ranch. Way out here in the panhandle of Texas, 82 at Lipscomb, 84 at Miami, 80 at McLean, 82 at Wellington, and 89 at Odell. What the heck? Childress, if you're listening, you're 85 degrees. We got a lot going on the show today, so we're going to get started. I got Brandon Hickey will be on here in just a few minutes after our first break that I'm taking early because Jesse with Lawn Care is going to be on here. He's a YouTuber, and he's going to be on here at 12:30, and we got a lot to talk about. See if we can stir the fertilizing world up a little bit for lawns. Anyway, got that going on. First things first, I feel a disturbance in the forest down in Ouachita County. Now, last week, we were giving some tickets away, and I used Jimmy Rhodes and his Cotton King jumpsuit as an excuse to give some tickets away. Well, he called today. I thought he was mad at me, and I knew better because I'm pretty sure he can dish it out just as much as I can. And anyway, he called today. We had a good conversation. Cotton plant's going good. And I think 700 acres. I'm not sure. I don't even remember if he even said. But anyway, he's getting down to the wire. But I feel a disturbance, and usually I don't bring domestic disputes on the air, but this one might be worth it. So anyway, he was telling me, because I asked him how's Tammy's cooking been out in the field. Well, he informed me that just the lack of. And anyway, there's always two sides to the story, so I'm going to tell Jimmy's side, and Tammy will let me know her side. But anyway, said something about yesterday he was hungry and didn't like getting a sandwich towards at night and nothing during the day. But anyway, Tammy didn't want to argue in front of the grandkids, Levi's kids, from my understanding. But we're going to get to the bottom of this because we can't have Jimmy and Tammy at odds, especially, I mean, come on, Jimmy. Cotton planting's almost over. A few more days of you going hungry is not going to hurt you anyway. So, anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll get Tammy's side of the story and see what's happening there. But Jimmy wanted to, he's coming up with a kill the grasshopper dance. You know, last week it was the rain dance, and I think it worked. Anyway, I guess grasshoppers, I don't know, you guys up north and way down south, let me know on the Ag Text line at 580-225-9697. Grasshoppers are thick around here. I seen some up next to the barn this morning sleeping. They are very thick. Them little bitty ones, and I haven't seen the great big ones on the road much anyway. But anyway, let me know how your grasshopper population is. We got to get it under control. If Jimmy Rhodes has to do a kill the grasshopper dance, we're going to put that one live on Facebook. I can promise you that. All right, I got so much going on today. I'm going to go ahead and do the Lipscomb Ag Market update right now, and then we're going to go to break. Brandon will be back on here and talk about, he had a big sale at Western Oklahoma yesterday, so, and a pretty decent one at Elk City Friday. So anyway, we're going to get that out over, and then we'll start off with Jesse with Lawn Care and see if we can help you guys out with your lawn. So get your, and be feel free while Jesse's on to text in any questions you might have about lawn care, because he's all about, his YouTube channel is awesome. It's all about helping the average homeowner with their lawn. So anyway, let's see what the markets are doing. Corn, July, 443, basically unchanged. So is September. It's up a quarter, actually. And soybeans for July, 1181, down 3. August, 1179, down 3. And then July soybean meal, 355.60, down 390. August, 351.40, down 280. Soybean oil for July, 43.63, down 51. August is 43.87, down 51. Hard red winter wheat, why do you have to go down? It's harvest time. They're probably going to fire up combines this afternoon. We've got some drying weather now. July, 691, down 9. September, 704, down 9. And cotton. Cotton's up a little bit, but still needs to come way up. July cotton, 73.46, up 31. And October's unchanged at 74.10. Texas, West Texas oil. July, 73.25, down 97. Natural gas is down 9 at 266 for July. And then we have live cattle, June, 182.65, up 62. August, 179.02, up 15. Feeder cattle for August, 256.65, down, up 45, not down. September, 258.20, up 32. Lean hogs are down for June at 92.75, down 90. What is the big boys doing? Looks like kind of quiet on the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow. The S&P and NASDAQ are in the red, and the Dow's a little bit in the green, but not a whole lot up or down there, so kind of quiet there. All right, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, all hour. We'll have more on them coming up. We're going to go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll have Brandon Hickey on here to talk about what happened at the sale barn Friday and yesterday. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
She just couldn't get her gizzard cleaned out. She fasted all day, swallowed all the tablets that night, but there was no cleansing. So she had to reschedule her colonoscopy. Next time, no more tablets. She requested the liquid bowel prep. But there was a mix-up in the information pipeline. A couple of days before the event, she picked up her stuff, got home, then realized she'd been prescribed the tablets again. She needed the liquid for this thing to work. And there was another problem. She was afraid she couldn't take the tablets back and would either have to try them again or pay for the liquid out of pocket. So she called Colby Brewster. She explained, and he said, no problem, bring them back. She returned the tablets, got the liquid, and breathed easy. The liquid worked, and she breathed even easier. The colonoscopy was a success. That's why people choose to get the medicine they need from Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Getting your medicine should be easy.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, it looks like we got grasshoppers up around Visalia. That's the only text I got in on grasshoppers. If you got grasshoppers and you want people to know about it, text it into the Ag line, text line at 580-225-9697. Miami, Texas, here's your Ag weather update. 83 degrees in heat index of 86. Humidity's 57, dew point 66. Winds are out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 26 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 32 one-hundredths of an inch. And 8-inch soil's temperature is 74 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey from the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
How's things your way?
Wonderful. Got a nice little shower. A little bit wetter than it was. Not quite so much dry as what there was, and lots of good cattle selling.
Oh yeah, I mean, you had what, 800 something set Friday at Elk City, but
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, fairly light run for us there, but some really nice strings of calves and good market.
Yeah, I seen after I ate quietly in the cafe, didn't say nothing. I came up there and I got up there in just time. There was some of those, what's the ones with the stripes on it, the white stripes, they were coming through there. That was actually a nice set of calves.
Yes, it was. Yep. Anyway,
and I was throwing ice at you down there at the bottom row, but I could never hit you. So, anyway, Mr. Deal was making fun of me because I wasn't much of a baseball player. But there was some really nice calves coming through there. I sat there, I don't know, 30 minutes or so, and some good sets coming in there. And Mr. Deal and his son was sitting there buying some because they took a week off for vacation or something, and he was trying to reload.
He was reloading. They was trying to get them some inventory bought.
Yeah, so what stood out Friday at Elk City that just seemed like it was better, or is the market about the same?
It's probably pretty close to the same. There's some pretty good highlights, you know, on them 485 pound steers at 3 1/4, 512 pound parrot steers at 319, and those would have just been calves, you know, wouldn't have been any long wing things or anything on them. They'd have just kind of been some softer type fall born calves that we was selling. I thought that was sure enough a pretty good ticket. You get into some more of the little bit more of the winged kind cattle, you know, some 581 pound steers at $3, and they'd have been, you know, they'd been good cattle, but not really, really fancy cattle, but you know, something that was ready to turn back out, wasn't going to have any ball in it. Was real, real proud of that. Those lightweight calves, them little 2 and 3 weight calves, just unbelievable. Again, you know, some 380s at 360 on the boys, and then some 262 pound heifers all the way up, almost bumping up there to 390 on some of them.
Crazy, isn't it?
326 on some 356 weight heifers. I mean, it was some big old, pretty, big old soggy calves, you know, right off the cows, you know, some 743 pound heifers right off the cows, big, pretty black heifers, but still got ball in them, you know, and them, those bring 220. So, you know, is a, is a, is a good day. Like I say, a little bit lighter run, but the cattle, the quality was just outstanding for the most part of what we had there Friday.
Oh yeah. Well, yesterday, what a big run.
Yeah, had a big run. Had a special sellout cow deal for a guy, that really added up. And had a big cow run for the barn over here, and got along really good. Got everything sold and done early and in good shape yesterday. Everything went off without a hitch, thank the good Lord. And had a good market all the way through, and even for having 730 cows or something, it all went really good and got done at a good time, and market was good all the way through.
Yeah, what was the bred cows bringing yesterday?
You know, the front end of them, most of the cows that we were selling were shorter bred type cows, and those spring bred cows to calve next fall, you know, 4, 5, and 6 year olds. To calve next spring, 4, 5, and 6 year old cows, I should bring them from 2100 to 2400 on them nice front end cows that are going to have a calf, 6, 8 months from right now.
Yep. Well, I keep reading reports here and there and everywhere. The heifer retention's still not just underweight 100% yet.
No, there's been a few less receipts, on the heifers at the barns, percentage wise and what we have been seeing. But, like yesterday, I probably had, on my feeder run, we were probably long to the heifer side, but some of the barns, especially up north, you're starting to see it a little bit. Some of those, barns are starting to have, back to the 60-40, 70-30, steer to heifer ratio, more like what you would expect if they're retaining some. But it's late, so it's too late and too few in numbers, I think, to really make a big impact on next year's cow numbers. And of course those bred heifer, those heifers just now ready to breed, they're actually still 2 years away from being in the cow count. It's starting to happen, but it's we're a long ways away from really seeing any fruition to that, and adding to our numbers.
Yeah, and even if it was to start buying right now, it'll be this fall before you can get a hold of the right size heifers to put out on some winter wheat this winter to get them ready for AI next May.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So are you guys having grasshopper problems around the sale barns?
Not too bad. It was kind of strange. There at Elk City, I had seen some grasshoppers hatch out clear back in the end of February. We'd had some grasshoppers there around the doghouse and whatnot, and I was like, holy cow, this is crazy to be seeing little baby grasshoppers around here. But of course, they didn't last very long. But since then, really haven't. Very, very few grasshoppers since then. I mean, that was quite a little crop that hatched out right there when we got that warm snap the end of February. But since then, not really very many for being into June now. That usually we're seeing a lot more bigger grasshoppers than what we've been seeing to this point. We're usually seeing a lot more and a lot bigger. So kind of odd, but yeah, not what we would normally be expecting to see. Here in June.
Well, I had a couple of friends that they had to spray outside their peanuts in the fence rows because the grasshoppers were so thick. But this one guy from up around Camargo just texted in. He said the grasshoppers are so thick they're eating the Scottish thistles.
if they're eating the Scottish thistles, we better not kill those out. We better eat those.
Yeah,
they can make a special breed to get them. See if they can get rid of them.
Yeah, Clark, you need to go capture those things and breed those things and sell them out. It'd be cheaper than maybe. Those thistles are even bad this year. But anyway, harvest is a little slow. But anyway, Well, we sent prayers out for one of our good friends, mine and your good friends, Lake Newcomb. He was in that accident there Friday during the sale, actually. On my way home was when it happened, when I left the sale barn. And so, anyway, we want to wish them all the best for recovery.
Yeah,
Lake's a good guy. And
and apparently tougher than boot leather to get down the pavement that far and not be any more hurt than what he is. But he's a good Lord taking care of him, scooting him down on down that pavement so that truck wouldn't go ahead and run over him after he got thrown out of that tractor. That's a scary deal, and just a reminder, you know. I don't have to tell your listeners; they know to, you know, watch out and slow down, you know, any time for farmers and whatnot. But especially right now, harvest is going on, and so you got double the equipment on the road than what you're used to. That's the second person that I known that's happened to. The other guy, a friend of mine up there at Cheyenne, he actually saw it coming before it happened and actually jumped out of the tractor and ran and jumped over the fence.
Wow.
And got away from it before the truck demolished the tractor. So,
wow.
That way it sounded, the way that the lake's wreck was described to me, he never had a chance to see it coming at all.
And I'm glad he's having the surgery to repair that big old hole in his head, top of his head today. But I was thinking, you know, he's been sending out some pretty good humorous texts about this deal, so his humor is good. So I thought today I'd tell everybody, next time you see Lake, he's actually going to look about 10 years younger, because they're going to have to stretch that skin on top of his skull to cover up that hole, so some of those wrinkles might be missing out of his face. I'm glad you had a great sale yesterday. What's coming up at Elk City, and you got anything coming up that you know of next Monday?
We've got a couple of sets of yearlings on the books coming to Elk City Friday of lined up, a couple of nice sets of home race 8 to 9 weight yearlings coming this Friday to Elk City. And then Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, we'll actually have about another 110 cows from the same guy that was selling some of these out this Monday. He's going to bring another 110, clear out another couple of pastures this coming Monday. So we'll have another set of they'll be scattered, you know, from 4-year-olds to 9-year-olds, pretty similar to what we had, but not as many on the total head count. But there'll be some really nice cows in that deal as well. So, you know, some that'll be nice spring bred cows for shortbreds that'll calve next spring, and then there'll be some that we'll pair up and sell as pairs off that deal as well. So pretty expecting kind of a light run again this week at Elk City. The following 2 weeks will get quite a little bit bigger. Got some really nice calf consignments and some bred cow and pair consignments the following 2 weeks. But we'll be a little bit shorter at Elk City this week with just, like I say, got some yearlings coming. And then I don't think we won't be quite as big as Western Oklahoma next Monday, but do already have some nice yearlings lined up there as well as those cows coming from the same consigner that we had the big sellout on this week.
All right. Well, Mr. Brandon Hickey, thank you so much. And the problem was Friday, the reason why I couldn't hit you from the upper level to the lower level with ice is because that tea was really hot and it melted my ice, so the ice cubes weren't very big. I was actually having to flip them at you instead of throw them at you so I could get some more momentum. Maybe I'll put a cold Dr. Pepper in it this time and have bigger ice cubes. It was going smooth Friday. I enjoyed it, and I don't know what was wrong, but the cafe ladies were really quiet with me, so I just thought, well, I'll leave them alone today.
I think they were excited to have a little bit shorter of a week too. You get out of there a little bit earlier, and thinking about other things that they had going on. Probably I don't know what them girls do when they leave there. I mean, I can't
probably
imagine
don't want to know.
I can't imagine that they would have any more fun than what they have right there every Friday at Elk City Livestock Auction.
I'm pretty sure they is. And you, and I promise you, from what I've seen, you really don't want to know what they're doing away from that sale part. So, anyway, I've seen it with my own eyes. So.
You're not talking about that. But every Sunday, they are sitting there at the Carter Baptist Church, right? We're still getting that going. We're still getting ourselves fixed up on Sunday, though, right?
Oh yeah, they're still there. And the only one missing Sunday there was Mr. Lake Newcomb, and he had a good excuse.
Yes,
so, anyway, but I did text him right before church, and then Jace Hargrove, the preacher there, he sent him a prayer, so everything's good.
Good deal.
All right, well, we'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good, Jimmy.
Thanks. All right, that was Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City in the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Hey. You guys know that the 94th annual Woodward's Elk Rodeo is going on this week. Let's talk a little bit about that before I go to break real quick. Today, happening right now, is the Longhorn Cattle Drive downtown. You got time to still get there. It just started. So anyway, also they're doing the hot dog and hamburger feed on the Woodward Main Street and 9th Street Garden there. And tomorrow, we got Kids Night. 7 o'clock calf scramble, sponsored by the Sealand State Bank. We'll see what else. Oh, the feed at 5:30 at the arena, sponsored by Northwestern and Electric Co-op. And then at 7:30, the first rodeo performance, free general admission, courtesy of Diversified Energy. And 9:30, the dance at the Woodward Elks Arena. The band, the Brian Cunningham Band, and tomorrow we'll talk more about what's going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is an all-week deal, and that is the 94th annual Woodward Elks Rodeo right up there. Man, there's millions of grass. I woke up the listeners because there's millions of grasshoppers everywhere. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to get on the phone, see if I can get a hold of Jesse. And we'll come back. We're going to be talking with Jesse with Lawn Care, and we're going to be talking about this special special fertilizer you can use to fertilize your yard and make it really green. And we're going to talk about some other tricks and tips on lawn care. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
More Americans are turning 65 now than at any point in history. They will have more money than ever, they will have better health than ever, and most will have at least a 20 to 30-year life expectancy. Eventually, the calendar catches up with all of us, and you are staring down the barrel of your long-sought-after golden years. It will be here much faster than you thought, and how you prepared in advance will determine which retirement you will enjoy. Will it be the one that just happens by chance, or will it truly be the one you diligently planned for by choice? What will your retirement salary be when you no longer have a steady paycheck from your career? How will you recreate that paycheck, and will it continue to be taxed, or did you plan in advance for a tax-free retirement? There are many puzzle pieces to a well-planned retirement, and investment returns are only part of the picture. Give Brian or Briley Bacca a call today for a confidential visit. 323-6800, or check our website out at retirewithbacca.com.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
You should be treated with dignity and respect. You should be able to do work that matters. And you ought to work with people who feel the same way. Canyon Oilfield Services is looking for you. They need Class A CDL drivers with transport, flatbed, and pneumatic experience. They're also hiring roustabouts. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. I'm telling you, opportunities abound here. Do you want to look at the person working beside you and know you can trust him? Do you want to spend your time with people who work hard, but who know that you're not just a number? You're a person created in the image of God. Canyon needs people like you to work at their Elk City, Fay, Durham, and Hinton locations. That's Hinton, Durham, Fay, and Elk City. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office. It's on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I picked the big old town of Woodward today since that's where the 94th annual Woodward's Elks Rodeo is. All their events are going on today, so they got some pretty nice weather with their Longhorn steer drive going on right now. It actually started about 30 minutes ago, but anyway, it's 80 degrees, feels like 83, dew point 70, humidity 72%, 24-hour rain total zero, but 10-day 2.34 inches of rain. Good for them. 3-day average bare soil temperature 76 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.7, sunset at 8:52. Severe thunderstorms today, maybe 20% chance. High of 88, tonight 64. Tomorrow, whole different ballgame, everybody. 94 degrees and sunny. So the grasshoppers are going to continue to thrive up there tomorrow. Well, anyway, on the phone with me right now is Jesse with Lawn Life. He's a YouTuber and blogger that I come across a couple weeks ago on YouTube, and his controversial, he says, it's not controversial out here, but his one deal on using DEP as fertilizer was a deal. But anyway, I really enjoy your YouTube channel, and Jesse, and appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jimmy.
Yeah, and so everybody, he's from up north in Minnesota. We're about exactly in Minnesota, are you?
I'm just north of the Twin Cities. Up here, and yeah, our weather's a lot different than you guys down there.
Yeah, but you know what? Lawn care is lawn care.
And, yeah, for the most part.
Let's see. Let me look that up on the map, because I think I've been through there, and let me see where I go up there. I go to Cannon and go fishing, and I'm pretty sure International Falls, that's where I go across the border at, up there to go walleye and pike fishing.
Oh, yeah, you're going way up there. So, yeah, I'm just north of Minneapolis here. But, yeah, if you're going to International Falls, you're going through most of the state.
Yeah, and I know I had to go through all the state. And I've changed their slogan up there. It's not pike fishing, because it's pike hunting, because them pike are a blast. I actually like going fishing for them versus going whitetail hunting. That's so much fun. It's not even funny.
Yeah, those things will give you a great fight, man. I love pike fishing.
Oh, I mean, it's I call it pike hunting. It's pretty cool. Yeah, we fly up there, and we go to, what is that? We go about 150 miles north of there by float plane, and there's no telephone poles. The houses got generators or nothing, and there's nobody up there, and I've never enjoyed the peace and quiet so much as I do up there, except the mosquitoes are big.
That's the Minnesota state bird is what we call mosquitoes here. Man, those things leave you alive.
So I read a little bit of, on your bio, on your YouTube channel anyway, and it says Lawn Life is a channel dedicated to helping improve lawns of the average homeowner. And you can find his website. It's what, thelawnlife.com, is that right? Or lawnlife.com. Yeah.
Thelawnlife.com, yeah.
Right. Anyway, it's pretty cool, and some of the, it's just, you know, you make things simple, and I really enjoy that. If you can make lawn care simple and not complicated, there's a couple subjects I want to talk about with you today. But first, let's talk about your liquid fertilizer, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So there's a funny story about this. So I came across a different YouTuber named George from Princess Cut Lawn Care.
Yep.
And he had a video using diesel exhaust fluid as a fertilizer, which from the outside sounds absolutely crazy.
It's not.
Until you actually dig in a little bit. And diesel exhaust fluid is 32.5% urea and 67.5% water. Those are the only two ingredients in there. So it's basically like your normal urea fertilizer.
So is it considered with them percentages there, is it considered already mixed? You don't have to add any more to it?
No, the only thing you'd have to add to it is more water, because if you put it in straight out of the can or out of the bottle, it's going to burn your lawn.
Okay.
So you definitely need to mix it in with more water carrier.
What kind of percentage more do you need to add in there?
So for beginners to do this, I would say use 10 or 11 ounces of DEF fluid with 1 gallon of water.
Okay.
And then put that over 1,000 square feet of your lawn.
Okay.
Yep. And that's a low rate of nitrogen. For people that have done it a few times, know how to get the right coverage and all that, you can up it up to like 20, 21 ounces of DEF fluid is what I personally use.
Right. All right. So what's the advantage of using that diesel exhaust fluid versus just your normal fertilizer?
When it comes to fertilizer, it's going to be the cheapest liquid fertilizer you can buy. Hands down, anywhere on the internet, anywhere.
Right.
Granular urea will still be cheaper per application, but if you want to put down a liquid fertilizer, this is going to be the best bang for your buck.
Right. And liquid fertilizer is becoming more and more popular, not only on the lawn side, but on the agriculture side, and just because of the easy application and, dry. A lot of farmers don't have the luxury of water when they put down pellets of fertilizer. You know, it needs to, you know, unless the rain's coming, you know, it needs to get watered in, you know, before it all just dissipates. So there is an advantage to the liquid. Unless it doesn't rain or you don't have water, then you're going to see them things kind of turn color, and it's towards the yellow color. So.
Yeah, well, what the great thing about this DEF is, with these rates, I'm telling you, you actually don't even need to water it in at like 10 or 11 ounces per 1,000 square feet.
Right.
You can put it right on the leaf blade, let it sit. As long as it's not boiling outside, you're going to be good. Just put it down on lower temperatures and it'll green up the next day. You don't need to water it in.
So you caught my attention there. So the best time to apply any liquid fertilizer, no matter what it is probably either when it's cooler or late in the evening and not in the middle of the day when the heat is getting it.
Exactly, yeah. I usually put it down in the morning or in the evening because, yeah, during the day, once that sun hits it and you got the heat on it, you do run the risk of burning your lawn a little bit.
Right. And is that diesel fluid, is it exhaust fluid, is it... Is it doing anything extra? I've seen a couple of guys commented on your YouTube post there that, you know, it didn't take long for their lawn to really get dark and green.
Yeah, that's the advantage of a liquid fertilizer over a granular, is that it's a foliar application, which means the liquid is going on the leaf blade, and that leaf blade is sucking in the nitrogen. Instead of going through the root system, like when you normally put down a granular, you have to water it in and it has to go through the roots
right. For
that fertilizer to take effect. So you'll see results in like 3 days from the diesel exhaust fluid.
Right. Well, I know you guys got a lot of bluegrass and fescue up there in Minnesota. And down here, we got a little bit of that, but most of ours is Bermuda grass. And I think, yes, there are different varieties of grass, but Bermuda grass loves... nitrogen. And so I'm gonna use some on my front yard.
So the thing that's nice about the diesel exhaust fluid is we do what we call spoon feeding, which means you're just giving it a little bit of nitrogen every week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however often you want to apply it. But I spoon feed my lawn 0.2 pounds of nitrogen every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks or so, and it just keeps it a nice even green, and it keeps it green all year round.
And I love those words you use, spoon feed, because that's what I do to my garden. I spoon feed them like a baby, and my tomatoes and all that stuff. And instead of just socking it to them every 2 or 3 weeks, I just give them a little bit every 4, 5, 6 days, and they seem to be really liking it this year, especially.
Yeah, I've found that lawns like to be spoon fed better than just pounding it really hard for a week or two, and then you get this crazy amount of growth, and then you're going out there and hacking it down, and then you just start repeating that process. The grass, just you spoon feed it, you're going to get better results, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. Hey Jesse, I need to take our last break here. I'm going to take a break here, and I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to come back. And I've seen a couple other clips of yours. A couple of them was hot weather tips, and another one was stop overseeding and why. And you mind if we talk about those coming up right after this break?
Sure.
All right. Be right back after this.
Sounds good.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
High cotton.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 3rd. 2,149 head were sold, 16 head of steers at 426 brought 326, 10 at 442 brought 321, 6 at 653 brought 258, 3 at 870 brought 230, 21 at 885 brought 229.50, 79 at 987 brought 2,222.85, 3 head of heifers at 528 brought 258, 20 at 673 brought 248, 40 at 820 brought 228, 59 at 902 brought 209.50, 29 at 988, brought 210. Butcher cows were 94 to 153. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 175. Bred cows were 1,500 to 2,275. Pairs brought 1,850 to 3,100. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update from southwestern Oklahoma. Hollis, 86 degrees, feels like 87. Heat risk is low. Dew point 64, humidity's 47. Might start cutting some, if not too muddy, cutting some wheat down here pretty quick. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 5 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 2.50 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 8:49. It's going to get hot today, people down there. 98 degrees for a high today. 68 for low tonight, mostly sunny, and 96 tomorrow. On the phone with me right now, I'm on the show today, is Jesse with Lawn Life. He has a YouTube channel and Instagram. I noticed that a while ago. He's got Instagram, but he does lawn care for a living, and he's always airing on the YouTube tips to help the average homeowner get their lawn in order. Anyway, Jesse, thanks again for being on today. And
appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and so this is a two-part question. One, what's the soil temperature get up there during the summer? What's your average soil temperature there?
I want to say in the 70s, 60s.
Yeah, I got
70s.
Yeah, I figure it's low 70s or high 70s, 60s and low 70s. Well, how important is the soil temperature for reseeding and stuff up there?
It is very important. I tried doing some overseeding this spring on my neighbor's lawn, and we struggled a little bit because we started a little too early. I went out there when I was around 55, and it took a good 2 weeks for that fescue to come up.
Right.
Which normally it pops in 7 to 10 days.
Right. Anyway, what does the soil temperature need to be at or around for like bluegrass and fescue up there? So you said you started a little early. What do you think that temperature was? What, in the 50s probably, ground temperature?
Yeah, it was low 50s. I was trying to get a jump start because when I make my videos, I try to do it earlier than everyone else starts to do things, so that by the time people are looking for videos on like overseeding, for instance, I already have a video out with results.
Right.
But sometimes the weather just doesn't cooperate, and it took a little longer to make that video than I wanted. So I'm actually going to hold off on that video until fall because the soil temps were just a little too low to get the results I wanted in time.
Well, that's a deal. In our area, the Bermuda grass, when you put some seed out, actual seed, not roots, sprigs, you know, it's got to be really warm down here. And right now, it's warmed up, and I don't know if you heard me say the bare soil temperature, like around Hollis, which is southwest of here, is around 77 degrees. It's almost time to seed here. I've seen it where that Bermuda grass don't do nothing until you get almost 80 degrees soil temperature, you know, because you're laying it right on top of the ground. You're not down in the soil. And so it's pretty interesting. So I've seen your YouTube video that says stop overseeding. What's the story behind that video?
Okay, that's more of a cool season grass video. Okay. And the whole premise behind that is Kentucky bluegrass spreads by rhizomes. So if you pound the Kentucky bluegrass with nitrogen in the fall, that thing is going to thicken up, spread, and really just look awesome. And 90% of the lawns up here have Kentucky bluegrass in them. But if you just pound it with N, it's called the fall nitrogen blitz, it's going to store all of that energy over winter and then come out of the spring looking just great. I've had so many comments of people saying that their lawn has never looked better, and they skipped overseeding and just did the fall nitrogen blitz instead.
Right. Yep, and we kind of do a little bit of that here. We do it in January, February here, and get ready. Well, and I'm not talking lawns. I'm talking cattle pastures here, and that sounds good. What kind of tips do you have for the homeowners that are listening today? You already see our heat is here, and the hot weather is here. What can they do to keep their yard looking great, no matter what kind of grass they got?
The biggest thing I see that homeowners make a mistake with is when they're watering their lawn, they do it at night. And to me, that is a big no-no, because that is going to give you the most fungal pressure or disease pressure, because that water is going to sit on the grass all night long, and it's going to sit in the humidity and heat, and this is going to promote disease. I like to tell everyone that waters their lawn to water the grass in the morning if you can do it.
Okay.
So that would be the biggest tip.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people water at night when you come in late from something, or go to town and get you something to drink when you're out plowing or something, and a lot of water being run at night.
Yep. And I even see it during midday sometimes. People are fully watering their lawns, and that water is just evaporating before it even has time to get into the soil. So that's another mistake I see people making as well. So if you can, water in the morning for sure.
Right.
Another thing, little tip I like to tell people is if they like to keep their lawn green, but they don't want to pound it with nitrogen because they don't like mowing as much, iron is a great way to keep your lawn green without the extra growth.
What is that?
Now, I wouldn't. Iron.
Iron? Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend pounding it nonstop just to keep it dark green, but I would say like every month or so, you can give it an iron application. There's some stuff at big box stores called Ironite, which is a granular, or there's stuff online in a powder form that you can mix with water, as put in a liquid, spray it on leaf blades, and darken your grass up a lot without that extra growth.
Right. I see. And you guys do a lot of soil tests up there? Do you guys go by any of that up there by chance?
I do soil tests, and I try to tell my viewers to do soil tests, but a lot of them for some reason don't like to do it, which I think is very important. You need your pH in balance. You need your NPKs. I mean, those macronutrients are very important when it comes to lawn care. And for some reason, a lot of homeowners don't like to go in that deep. They just want to grab a bag of fertilizer, throw it on their lawn, and call it good. But if you really want to succeed in lawn care, I feel like you should be doing a soil test.
Right. So do you guys have Extension or the University of Minnesota up there? Did they help out with the testing, or do you guys use private peoples to do your soil test?
You can use the University of Minnesota up here. I use Waypoint Analytical where I go through.
Okay.
But yeah, you can do either one. And yeah, just, I think the most important thing you're looking at when it comes to lawn care is your pH and your NPK, or
right,
PK, I should say. Nitrogen's going to fluctuate, obviously.
Right. And, because there's, soil test is a major thing. And, you know, people, I don't know, it's so much trouble to run that over there and have them send it off and wait a week on the test. And I just laugh, because it's important information that you need to use. It don't matter what you're doing. I mean, they don't care if you're growing pecans or fruit trees or a garden or lawn or farming corn and peanuts in the field. Them soil tests are really important.
Yeah, that's what I like to tell people, too, is, I mean, they just want me to tell them what fertilizer to buy. And it's hard to give anyone a recommendation without knowing what's going on in their particular soil.
Well, I have a guy here that texted in. He said, when I spray my fields for weeds, I always add DEF to spray. I've been doing it for years. If you buy it bulk at the truck stop, it's much cheaper than buying it in the jugs. So there you go.
Yep, I actually mentioned that in the video. I'm actually filling it up at the gas station, grabbing some diesel exhaust fluid.
Yeah, I did see one of your somebody commented on your deal there that you're gonna. He said diesel's high enough. If you guys start buying all this from the stores, it's gonna jack the price up. Well, we'll see about that. But anyway, another gentleman says, how much diesel exhaust fluid for 25-gallon sprayer? So I'd say what? Just take 25 times 10, that's for ounces, 25 times 10 ounces to start with?
Yep, that'd be 250 ounces, and that'd be the low rate, and you could probably go up to 500 ounces.
Right, there you go. You had to do your own math on that, buddy. I'm not going to sit here. And I only got a minute left with Jesse. So, Jesse, tell everybody how to find your YouTube channel or your website.
Yeah, if you want to look me up on YouTube, just type in Lawn Life into YouTube, and my video should pop right up. If you were looking for someone very dark, cool season grass seed, you can visit thelawnlife.com. I have perennial ryegrass, tall fescue for you guys down there, and it's the darkest you can find online.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on today, and maybe next month we'll have you on again, see how everything's going.
Yeah, I'll do a little more research on Bermuda, and we can dig in deeper there.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. You have a great day.
All right. You too, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's it. The show's over. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust.
A school bus pulling up to a stop. That's what country sounds like. 96.5